Welcome to Off the Record, talking real estate with Joe and Michaela. If you're interested in the Portland, Oregon real estate market and want the unvarnished inside scoop, you've come to the right place. Thanks for giving us a listen. Okay, welcome everyone. Thanks for joining us today. Hi, Michaela. How are you?
Hi, I'm so good. The sun is shining. It's a maybe the spring is around the corner. We'll see, but it's a good day. I'm happy to be here.
So here at the Live Portland Off the Record Studios, you may hear the sounds of spring, which is leaf blowers and power washers in the background. So if you're listening and you hear some of that, it just means it's a super sunny day out and people are getting after it. So
it is what it is.
Yeah, we've got an exciting show today.
I know we have a lot of good notes, but we're totally winging this.
Isn't that how we always do it?
Yeah.
We're better that way.
But we're excited because I think this is really good information and we kind of just went through this on a couple different listings. So I think it's fresh in our minds. And
it is. And I think warning, this podcast contains a lot of really super real estate nerdy stuff. I mean, we're going to get deep into things, but I think it's important stuff. And I think people will find it interesting because I think the general public thinks, oh, when you list a home with a broker, they just put it on the RMLS, throw the sign up and away you go. And that may be the case with some brokers, but with professional brokers, that's not how it works at all. So we're going to go in depth into everything it takes to get a home ready to hit the market and what that entails, because I think people will be very surprised at the amount of work that goes into it. And it's super interesting to understand how you position a house to get sold fast and for the most money, especially in our current marketplace where things have softened a bit. Average days on market is longer. So we'll go into how a listing is launched from 2 weeks until launch, 1 week until launch, the week of the launch, and then what that entails from our end of it and what sellers are asked to do, because I think that's an important piece of it as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is a fun little look into the life of a realtor behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Whenever I work with friends, they're always like, oh, there's a lot of steps that go into this. This is, you know, quite the process. So I think it's fun to encapsulate it in one place.
Yeah. So let's start off with, you know, we'll just call it 2 weeks out from launch. And launch means your home is active on the market, active in RMLS. It's up on all of the websites, marketing's going out, everything else that we'll talk about here along this podcast, but usually about a week to 2 weeks out. And it depends on everyone, right? We have some clients of ours right now that were about 3 weeks out, but we just kind of customized this plan. But for right now, we'll just say 2 weeks out, what goes into getting the home ready?
Yeah, I like that. This is kind of like the sped up process if someone were to call us and say that they want it on in 2 weeks, which is not usually the case, but kind of a good enough timeline, right?
Exactly.
We can't put it on tomorrow, but a little bit of time.
So this is the point of the process where we've met with the owners of the home. We probably interviewed with them. Who knows if there was other brokers involved, but they said, yep, we want to go with you. We want to get this process going. We're going to put the home on the market in about 2 weeks. So what we typically will do is get copies of the listing agreement and fill out as much as we can in there and then send it to them for them to have a copy of it. Because I'm a big fan of giving people as much information as possible so that they're comfortable with it. Because the last thing you want to do is send a document over to someone for signature when they haven't had a chance to read it, right?
Totally, yeah. For the listener who might not know what is in the listing agreement, could you give us a quick...
Sure. So there is... It's one of the shorter documents we have, actually. It's only three pages. And it goes into depth about what services you're going to get, rights, responsibilities, you're giving us the right to market the property, talks about whether how the earnest money is going to be dispositioned, the price, commission, and some legal jargon, right? And that's about it.
Yeah, well, that's first step.
Yep, that's the first step, is to kind of get that out there. We give people time to review that. And then at some point after they've had a chance to review, we'll send a DocuSign over to get their signatures on that and get everything official. Once everything's official, then we can jump into HyperDrive and really start checking some of these boxes of the things that we're going to talk about.
Next on the list, we get with our title escrow officer and we order title and neighborhood information just to kind of give us a little background on the property and see if there are any red flags right off the bat, which usually isn't the case, but it's good to know.
Yep. And we get our mailing list from the title company. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about why that's important here in a second. But we also try to schedule a visit to the home with the entire team. So you, me, Stephanie, Laura, we try to get over there so that we have eyeballs on the home and everyone can have some input into what preparation we need to do for photography and talk mm-hmm. about showings and everything like that. And I think it helps people have some confidence in what we're doing to see that we are a group that works together and we're there for them and we're here to help them through the process.
Right. I think that is single-handedly the most important piece of this. And
really?
Yeah. And my favorite, honestly. I feel like we just get to walk through every inch of the house, which is what the client likes to do. And sometimes they're so nervous about the silliest things, like, do I leave soap on my counter for photography? And we're just able to answer all those little questions, like, can I put things in my garage? Are you going to take pictures of my garage? Or should I touch up this paint?
The answer is yes, you can put soap on your counter.
But just random questions. Yeah. And I think it really helps ease the client and helps us kind of get a head start on staging and giving any advice yeah. needed there.
And we also talk during that visit, we talk about protocol for showing, you know, mm-hmm. should we be at the house? Probably not. You want to give the buyer some space for them to envision the home as their own. Mm-hmm. And that's super difficult for them to do if you're standing right there. The other thing is personal pictures and everything. Everyone thinks, yes. oh, I need to take all that stuff down. Well, yeah, but not all of it. I mean, you're still living in the home. It's still your home. Mm-hmm. But trying to create an environment where people can imagine it being theirs, it's helpful to have less of the personal stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we also get keys to make sure we can have access through the lockbox. Lockboxes are great. It's all secure. It's digital. They talk via Bluetooth. So we see exactly when a broker enters mm-hmm. and leaves. We get all their information and follow up with them. It's just a great way to go. As far as the marketing plan, I'm the one that usually puts that together. And we will get an outline of everything that goes into the marketing plan. And that's a whole nother mm-hmm. probably episode to talk about what good marketing in real estate is, right?
Yeah. And it's different for every property.
Yeah, it is. It really depends on what the strengths and weaknesses are. Mm-hmm. And how we can best highlight the home, put it in its best position to get people's attention and show people why it's a great spot for them.
Couldn't agree more. And then we head into the photo shoot, that which mm-hmm. is, of course, laid out in the marketing plan. But that's obviously where we start first, is either photos, video, both, and sometimes even a Matterport 3D floor plan view of the property.
And drone is an important part of it, too. So mm-hmm. people can kind of see all aspects of the property. If it's a larger property, drones is super important. The 3D Matterport is very popular as well. And we have a listing coming up in McMinnville. And McMinnville is a surprising place for a lot of California buyers.
It is.
Yeah. Right? They want to be just outside of the Portland metro area, but still close enough to be able to come into town and do different things and enjoy kind of the small town feel, but also be able to come into Portland. But the Matterport is great to do a 3D walkthrough. If you haven't seen a Matterport tour, go to liveportland.com and just check out some of our listings. There's bound to be one in there that has a Matterport tour. Or you can go to Matterport.com and see some examples there. But you can literally do a 3D walkthrough through a home from your computer. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
I love when I'm working with a buyer and they have one of those in a listing that I can just text to them. It's so helpful.
Mm-hmm. The next thing, amenity sheets. You, Stephanie, and Rika do a fantastic job with those. And I am ever so thankful that you guys leave me out of that process. Because it's tough.
It's fun. I think it's, again, different for every property, but it could be something as cool as like a video, you know, a movie theater room. And if they mm-hmm. have a flat screen, you know, we lay out the details of the flat screen and whatever is in there and what might be staying with the property, what might be leaving. It just depends. And sometimes we have a lot to say and sometimes we don't have as much, but it's a nice place to be able to put everything and give the information right away rather than waiting for people to have questions about
right.
said item.
And it's a great piece of information to be able to attach to the listing in RMLS, because mm-hmm. RMLS, many of you have seen RMLS listings. It's just a bunch of data mm-hmm. with some pictures, right? And that doesn't always tell the entire story, especially with some of the properties we represent. You want to be able to tell that story of why this home is incredible, why it's a good fit for them, And being able to have an amenity sheet and also property features is incredibly important. And we've had some properties that we've listed recently where we get 3, 4, 5 pages right. of amenities.
Yeah.
And that's just information that you're not going to be able to get into RMLS or into Zillow, Redfin, Realtor.com, all of those places. So
right.
having that online, but then also having it at the property. So when someone's looking at the home, they can also get the full picture, because a lot of times there's so much to process. If you didn't have that amenity sheet, it would be difficult to really take in everything that properties have to offer.
Right. I think another good thing to highlight in those is your utilities. And if you've made any major updates in systems, like mm-hmm. we just listed a home today where it's within city limits, but it has a well, mm-hmm. which is super rare. So I just put all the information about the well and attached it to the listing so that right. people don't have this fear around it. But
that's great.
Yeah, I think those are really, really important.
So that's about 2 weeks out when we gather all of that information, mm-hmm. which is a lot. But 1 week before we launch, we're usually finalizing marketing copy and RMLS remarks. And there's a skill and a kind of an art form to that. Mm-hmm. And Michaela and I and Stephanie always go back and forth on the look and feel of that. And then we get it in front of the owners of the home to make sure it's representing how they want the property to look.
Right.
And then there's the remarks in RMLS. Now there's, I don't know how many characters you can put in there, but it used to be limited, very limited to how many words, characters you could put in the RMLS. Now they've given us a lot more leeway, so you can really get into it and describe a home. But getting that final marketing copy put together can be difficult.
Yeah. Sometimes takes some trial and error.
Trial and error, and getting it so that the description of the home fits what you're trying, the story that you're trying to tell with it, can be very difficult. But you got to get that done, because all the marketing assets, especially the print assets that we order in that 1 week until launch, all of that depends on that. So we got to get mm-hmm. that done so that we can get our flyers. We'll do lookbooks as well. And all that copy has to go in there.
Right. And I think, yeah, that times up really quick, because we have to finish the listing. And then we love to send out like postcards to all the neighbors. And we like to have that in their mailbox the day that we go live with the property. So there's just a lot of talk about it, bringing more attention. So yeah, that's important timing wise for sure.
Yep. And then once we have that marketing copy, we can set up the digital marketing assets, including our digital magazine, which I just mentioned, our look. We'll have, if you go to liveportland.com and click on our podcast, on this page, we'll have a couple of examples of the lookbooks that we do for properties. They're fantastic. Mm-hmm. And we're able to text them, email them, send it as a link. And it really puts all the properties we represent in their best possible light. We also print those out and have them in the home, because a lot of times people are looking at 3, 4, 5, sometimes more homes mm-hmm. in a day. And if at the end of the day, they remember your home and then have that booklet and can be able to look at it and say, oh, yeah. And go through it. Usually I've never been to a property where I've seen booklets nicer than what we do. And if that's the image, the lasting image that they have of the property, that's a great place to be.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
So final CMA to help with getting the list price set.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Our market moves so incredibly fast that sometimes mm-hmm. we might say, oh, we think the price is 800 and the seller agrees. And then 2 weeks later, before we go live, two homes in the neighborhood have sold for 825, 840. And it's like, oh, well, let's see where we should go now.
Right.
Maybe bump it up. And sometimes there's times where it's the opposite and it's like, oh, we thought 815 or 425 was going to be right. We probably need to be at 399, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So getting that information put together before you go live is always important.
And then we work on sending all of this information to our brokerage. So Cascade House and Sotheby's, they get a good review of everything. Let us know if we need to make any changes in the comments or send better quality photos to make sure that it looks great on their end of the site. And then they help us get the order the sign install, that sign that goes outside the property. And that takes a couple steps as well. The city has to come out and make sure they're not going to put the sign where there's any sewer lines or anything like that.
Yeah. Everyone thinks, oh, you just pop a sign in there the same day. But no, they have to go out there and make sure they don't pop a sign into your gas line.
Right. That would be really unfortunate.
Yeah. Although they only started doing that 5 or 6 years ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Locates.
Oh, wow.
For signs only about five or six years ago. But when I first started in this business, now they just go out there and plop a sign in anywhere.
Just free for all.
Yeah.
Oops. There's got to be some liability there. That's insane. Yeah.
Sorry about your sewer line.
And then a lot of times when we install those, we try to do it a little bit before we go live, ideally like a week. Mm-hmm. And then we do like a coming soon rider at the top of the sign again to start creating some talk around the property before we're actually on the market.
You mentioned the coming soon postcard that gets sent out to the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It is amazing how many times word of mouth sells properties, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we're selling Jim and Judy's place, and their friend Paul, who lives three streets down, comes over. Oh, yeah, we're selling our home. And Paul tells his friend Steve about this home that's coming on the market. I'm amazed at how often that happens, where we get a phone call. Yeah, I'm Paul's friend. And we're like, oh, okay. How can we help you? And no, Paul's friends with Jim and Judy. And oh, great. Got it. Okay. So getting that neighborhood postcard out, and especially when we're going to have an open house, that invitation of, hey, first weekend on the market, we're having an open house. Would love to see you. Please stop by. Mm-hmm. And that first open house is usually a lot of neighbors.
A lot of neighbors, which a lot of sellers don't like, but and I get it totally. A lot of people are just want to see the inside of the house. Right. But it totally helps with that word of mouth. And we had a stat one time. Mm-hmm. Someone had figured it out, like what percentage of the time sales happen that way. And it was shockingly high. So
I want to say it was almost a quarter.
I think you're right.
Like 21, 22%, something mm-hmm. like that. Yeah.
Which, you know, everyone thinks, oh, you just throw it up on Zillow. You know, again, mm-hmm. like we're living the digital age, but word of mouth goes really, really far, as we've
So getting all the data into RMLS is a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
But it has to be done, and it has to be done right, because once you submit that, and we just had a couple of pieces of land that we put on the market, and some of the information we ended up changing just for accuracy purpose and different things. And it took forever to get Zillow and Realtor.com to change that information, mm-hmm. right?
Zillow and all those third-party websites say that there should only be a 30-minute lag when we change things on RMLS, but I do not think that's true. I mean,
Does that happen?
Right.
Not in ours. So we try to make sure that the information in RMLS is accurate right when we hit the market. Mm-hmm. And that means giving a proof to our homeowners mm-hmm. to say, hey, here's what we're going to go live with. Take a look. Let us know if you'd like to see any changes or edits, or make sure everything's accurate. And away we go. Seller's property disclosure. You want to tackle that one?
Oh, gosh. This is a beast. And it always, I think this tends to stress people out. But it shouldn't be as stressful as it sounds, but mm-hmm. what is it? 6 pages?
Something like that.
But it's, you're disclosing what you know about the property. So any material defects, unfortunately, mm-hmm. but fortunately, you need to disclose of them in this document. Most of it's pretty light. Like, is there insulation in the floors or ceiling or walls? And you share as much as you know about the house. And if you don't know, that's okay. You just mark.
So it's a list of questions.
Yeah.
And they have yes, no, unknown, mm-hmm. right? And you're just checking boxes on all these 100 million questions. And at the end of it, there's a page for an addendum to say, okay, line 33, where it says, has the roof ever leaked? You checked yes. But you want to add a comment to that to say, yes, it did leak in 2019, but we immediately had that repaired and it's been fine since. So you can go in and say, okay, line 119, here's my comment about that roof leaking. Mm-hmm. So when a buyer's looking through that, they can go, oh, the roof leaked? And then they can go to the addendum and say, oh, okay, but it was taken care of. Right.
Kind of a pain, but it's important. And it does help. A lot of brokers won't attach that to the listing. And we found that it makes the world a difference to just share as much information as you know. And
we actually ask for it to be included in the offer. Mm-hmm. So the buyer has reviewed it and signed off on it.
Just eliminates a step after the fact, or hopefully you're in a situation where you're getting 3, 4, 5 offers on your home. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're already away with the important stuff.
Yep. So the week of going active.
So exciting.
All the homeowners' hard work of everything they've done to go make their home as appealing as possible. And everything our team has done to get everything put together, get it put together in a way that's going to reflect the home in the best possible light. All of that comes together and we get it live, and hopefully it gets a great reception. But we set up feedback on it on our digital showing platforms, Align and ShowingTime. And so when I mentioned the lockbox, when an agent views a property, they automatically get an email. We have it set up so they automatically get an email saying, hey, we saw that you showed the property on, mm-hmm. you know, Southwest 85th. We'd love to get your feedback on what you thought. And we have some custom questions in there for the home. They can just click on their phone. It's got a picture on it, so they know exactly which home we're talking about, and they can get feedback that we can pass along.
But that is really helpful, because obviously the seller wants feedback right away. They were just hanging out at the coffee shop down the street for 2 hours. They'd mm-hmm. like to know if that was productive or not.
Yep.
So it helps us get info over right away.
We also have our emails that we send out to the top brokers in the area, the top Sotheby's brokers, get the word out that way. Broker open house to area brokers and top producers. Well, sometimes now they're not mm-hmm. as popular as they used to be, but we'll do an open house just for the realtors in the area. And then also there's getting the public open houses set up. And a lot of times we'll email to the area, letting all the neighbors know that we'll be having an open house.
Oh, and we post it on our social media.
Yes, all of the social medias, which is great. Mm-hmm. Every Monday, each of our sellers will receive a online activity report where you can see all the different locations that people are viewing your property. We'll be able to see how many clicks it gets and from where. It's always interesting to see where people are looking at the home from. Saskatchewan, Canada, right. You know, 34 views. It's
always surprising.
Wow, big following in Canada. Tuesdays is when we communicate with sellers on activity and feedback and anything else we can provide to help them have a clear understanding of where we're at in the process and what's going on.
Great. Wow. So that feels funny to end there, but that is the launch. We have to do a whole nother episode about what happens after the launch, but I hope people find this helpful or interesting.
Yeah.
At least.
I think we can post this too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Put this on the website so you can kind of see everything that goes into it. It's a ton of work, mm-hmm. but that's what gets properties sold fast and for the most money. And if you're talking to a broker to sell your home, if they don't have a written plan, that's a red flag.
Couldn't agree more.
Make sure they have a written plan of how they're going to market your property. Make sure that it's proactive, that it's aggressive, and that you're going to be getting feedback on how things are going.
Yeah. Also that they're just going to have clear communication with you, because putting this on the market and then having your broker text you 100 times throughout the process to get all these questions answered is not going to make you feel at ease about mm-hmm. this process whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So if we can gather all the communication beforehand, that's always, always ideal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it for today.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michaela.
Have a good day.
Thanks for joining, everyone. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today. If you're interested in finding out more about Joe, myself, or the Live Portland team, you can go to liveportland.com. Thanks for giving us a listen, and see you next time on the Off the Record podcast.